All right, number 10. We're now going into an insane asylum, huh?
That's correct, yes. And it starts out very weird with this first voice we have here. It's basically just humming. That is all you hear. There is no actual spoken word here. You just hear, there was probably about a few minutes of silence before this, and then there's a few minutes of silence after this. I just left the laptop running by itself. Nobody was in the room. I was trying to mimic how we recorded the drowning EVP, because we did that the same way. We left the laptop running, we left the room, came back, and it was there.
And it was
there. We did the same thing here, and you hear a woman humming.
And there's also sound, like motion, movement sound taking place at the same time she's humming, but there was no one in the room.
Let's check it out. Here we go. That's a woman humming, and oh yeah, I can hear movement clearly in the background, as though she's walking around a room humming.
Exactly.
You know, I hate to come back to this, but the only explanation that's even possibly available to me at this point, and I know it sounds rude, is that you guys are faking this. If you're not faking this stuff, then this is real, because, you know, I know you're careful. I know you take care with the machines you use, the electronic devices you use, all the rest of it, but this is just too damn good. So it's either faked or it's a real McCoy.
And you do have to ask that. I mean,
I am asking that.
I mean, it's, you know, as any serious skeptic, and I go into these just looking for any other explanation for what this could be. You know, we mentioned radio signals and all that.
You have the luxury of knowing you didn't fake it.
Well, yeah, that's definitely
true. I mean,
true,
what do you say to somebody out there who says, okay, they're faked? I mean,
and you have to ask yourself, why? I mean, what do we have to gain by that?
I do ask myself that.
I mean, with as much as we put into doing this, and, you know, maintaining the website and putting these together, and, you know, I mean, if you look at our website, we have, I think, easily 200 samples of EVP by itself. I mean, there's just no reason we would do this. We don't make money. We don't want to make money. I mean, we don't want people to send us money. We don't want to do books. We don't want to do any of that.
So, what can come of this, Brendan? Where can this go? I mean, okay, let's take the working assumption it's real. Where can this go? Can we develop a ongoing talk, a relationship with the other side? Can we begin understanding, breaking down the barriers between here and the other side? Or is it always going to be at a distance like this, you know, just getting little snatches and pieces?
You see, and that's the problem, because, I mean, you've got, well,
you know, it might be very different 10 years from now. As the technology develops, where whole conversations can be taking place.
But, and see, what I was about to say is I just don't know if we as human beings, where we're at right now, are able to completely understand what's going on.
Do you ever wonder if maybe you ought not be doing this?
No, I never thought that.
Never. Okay, next one. We're short on time. I want to get some calls.
Okay. On this next one, you're going to hear Brendan dropped his flashlight, and he says, oh, that can't be good. And a woman says, he broke my neck. And the way she says it is disturbing to me for some reason.
Here it comes.
Oh, that can't be good.
He broke my neck. He broke my neck.
Oh, God, that's clear. Too clear. I agree. It is very disturbing. The way he said it, or the way she said it, clearly a woman's voice, It was almost as if somebody had been interrogating her, and she, in disgust, there was a kind of a disgust in her voice. If you listen carefully, do listen carefully. Kind of a disgust in her voice. Here you go.
Oh, I can't do that.
You guys get the same thing?
Yes. It sounds like she's mad about it, disgusted about it or something, but she's...
He broke my neck. God, what a line. Okay, I don't know what else to do other than to just keep going. Otherwise, I sort of dwell on the fact that it all seems so damn negative. So let's keep going. Number 12.
All right. Now this was obviously also in the exchange building, and I'm actually trying to find a place to set the microphone for the laptop, and I'm just kind of talking to myself here. You hear me say, I wonder if we can put that, and then I say, oh, no. And then you hear a man say, my chest hurts. What's right. Interesting about this is this man sounds like the same man that you hear in the drowning clip.
Oh, you guys are centered on that drowning clip, aren't you? All right, here we go. You're listening for My Chest Hurts. Let's see.
I wonder if we can put that...
Wow.
Our chest hurts. Our chest hurts.
Oh, yeah. Might be the last thing a lot of people ever say. My chest hurts. Wouldn't that be right?
Yes.
Is that what you took away from it?
Well, it makes me, in this building, it really makes me wonder what had happened here. Because the lady that owns it, she is also a historian, and she has given us background on the building itself. And there has been multiple murders, suicides, all of that in this building. So it hasn't had the best history. And it really does make me wonder if maybe this guy was murdered, shot. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's just not a good place.
All right, again, how much more likely are you, give me a number, how much more likely are you in a place like an insane asylum, a jail, a Wiccan house, to get EVPs than you are in a place of positive energy?
I think much more likely. I mean, I think...
By a factor of...
Oh, I would say easily 3 to 1.
3 to 1!
It's just... And, you know, I think a lot of the deal is the people that own these places, they're the ones that deal with it first, and then they call us and say, oh, well, here's what's going on. And these are the places that we hear about.